Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. Long, long ago, in a medieval village nestled between lush, green trees, lived a young and courageous knight named Sir Oliver. He was on the brink of an exciting adventure that every knight aspired to undertake, a grand jousting tournament. The tournament was a much-anticipated event, and Sir Oliver had been training diligently for this day. He was determined to prove his worth as a knight and make his family and kingdom proud. With the sun's first rays peeking over the horizon, he awoke, ready to embark on a journey that would test his courage, skill, and chivalry. Sir Oliver donned his gleaming armor, which was adorned with a fierce lion emblem, symbolizing his family's valor and strength. As he strapped on his trusty sword, he could feel the weight of responsibility and honor resting on his shoulders. With a deep breath, he headed to the village square, where a cheering crowd awaited his arrival. The tournament grounds were gloriously decorated, with colorful banners fluttering in the breeze, and the sounds of fun and laughter filling the air. Knights from far and wide had gathered to prove their strength and skill. The jousting field was marked with a long wooden tilt, a wooden barrier, where the knights would charge at one another on their powerful horses. Sir Oliver's heart raced with excitement as he climbed on his warhorse. Thunderstrike was a magnificent beast, with a jet-black coat and a fiery spirit. The crowd roared with anticipation, knowing that this young knight was determined to make a name for himself. The trumpet signaled the start of the joust, and Sir Oliver and his opponent prepared to face each other. They charged towards one another at incredible speed, their lances held high. Then the two knights collided with a clash, but Sir Oliver's lance found its mark, shattering his opponent's shield. The crowd erupted into cheers at Sir Oliver's first victory. He nodded humbly, showing respect for his fallen opponent, a true knightly quality. As the tournament continued, Sir Oliver faced more challengers, each battle testing his mettle and courage. The day wore on, and the sun's rays began to cast long shadows over the field. Sweat dripped down his brow as he battled knights of all ages and backgrounds. In the final round, Sir Oliver faced a skilled and honorable opponent. The joust was a thrilling contest of skill and valor, but in the end, Sir Oliver's lance hit true, knocking his opponent from his horse. He'd won the tournament and the crowd's adoration. The people of the village cheered and applauded as they hailed their new champion, Sir Oliver. He was presented with a magnificent trophy, a golden chalice that shone as brightly as his armor. With humility and gratitude, he accepted his prize, but it was not the trophy that filled his heart with the greatest joy. It was the knowledge that he had upheld the code of chivalry throughout his tournament, treating his fellow knights with respect, bravery, and honor. Knighthood first began to take shape and gain popularity in the early Middle Ages, particularly during the 9th and 10th centuries in Europe. Knights were more common in the western and northern parts of Europe, including what are now modern-day France, England, and Germany. Knights were the sports heroes and superheroes of their era. Just as you might admire them, people in medieval Europe looked up to knights. These brave men started their journey as young squires, like you, who learned the art of combat, chivalry, and honor. They trained hard, and when they became skilled and noble, they were finally knighted. One of the most exciting things about knights was their armor. Imagine wearing cool, shiny armor like Iron Man. Well, knights had their own amazing suits of armor too. There were two main types, plate armor and chainmail. Plate armor, this was like a medieval Iron Man suit. It was made of metal plates that covered a knight's body from head to toe, giving them excellent protection. But it was also very heavy. Chainmail, this was like a super strong, flexible, and lightweight shirt made of tiny metal rings. Knights wore this beneath their plate armor to stay safe during battle. Knight's armor wasn't just for protection, it also had a unique design on the shield, banner, and helmet, representing their family or country. It's like wearing your favorite sports emblem on your shirt. Knights didn't spend all their time just looking awesome in their armor. They had a noble duty to protect their kingdom. They went on exciting adventures. These adventures were often battles, but we won't get into the scary details. Instead, think of knights as the brave defenders of their kingdoms, fighting to keep their people safe. Now imagine a grand sports event where knights would show off their skills, not in battle, but in friendly competitions. These were called jousting tournaments, just like Sir Oliver's. And just like you might compete in soccer or basketball, knights competed in these thrilling events. The main event was the joust, where two knights on horseback charged at each other with long, pointy spears, called lances, and tried to knock each other off their horses. It was like a medieval game of chicken. Knights also participated in melees, where they fought with blunted weapons in mock battles. It was all in good fun and showed off their strength and skill. These tournaments were like the medieval versions of your favorite sports, and people would gather from far and wide to cheer for their favorite knights. But knights were not just strong and brave. They had a special code of conduct called chivalry. Chivalry was like a knight's rulebook for being a true hero. These are a few of the virtues. Honor. Knights had to be honest and fair, and they would never cheat or lie. Respect. They treated others with kindness and respect, especially those who were weaker or in need. Courage. Knights had to be brave in the face of danger, just like your favorite action heroes. Loyalty. They were loyal to their king, their country, and their fellow knights. Helping others. Knights helped those in need, just like you might help a friend or family member. So how does learning about knights today relate to your life? Well, the lessons of chivalry can be applied even now. You might not have a suit of armor or a sword, but you can be a modern-day knight in your own way. Honor. Always be honest and fair. Never cheat or lie to win. Respect. Treat everyone with kindness or respect, just like the knights did. Courage. Stand up for what's right, even when it's hard. Loyalty. Be loyal to your friends, family, and the people you care about. Helping others. Always be ready to help others in need, just like a true hero. You see, being a knight isn't just about fighting battles. It's about being a hero in everyday life. The code of chivalry can guide you in making the world a better place. And so our journey through the thrilling history of knights in medieval Europe comes to an end. Knights were the heroes of their time, protecting their kingdoms and living by the code of chivalry. They inspire us to be brave, kind, and honorable in our lives. You may not have a suit of armor or a trusty steed, but you can have the heart of a modern-day knight. Just remember the lessons of chivalry and let them guide you in your adventures, big and small. And you can be a hero in your own way, making the world a better place with your kindness, courage, and honor, just like the knights of old. So, young squire, go forth with the spirit of a knight in your heart and make your own heroic mark on the world.